So this recording is intended for students who have already taken Yoga for Health or completed a semester of Yoga for Health at West Valley College. So let's go ahead and begin our practice this afternoon. So taking a moment to lengthen the body, allow yourself to reach from the hip joint, through the knee joint, through the ankle joint, in the direction of the windows. And then gently releasing the muscular effort to extend the legs, but maintain awareness of your intention to extend the legs. Good, and then gently squeezing the muscles of the buttocks and hips. And then relaxing the muscles of the buttocks and hips, but maintaining awareness of the pelvis, especially where the spine and the pelvis join together. Feel that area supported. And from the base of the spine, moving in the direction of the crown of your head, begin to lengthen up through the lower back, through the mid back, through the upper back. And then finally, lifting the head up off the floor, lengthen the back of the neck, and place the head back down. So that from the soles of the feet to the crown of the head, we feel an active extension and length, spine in alignment. And then gently allow the body to be supported by the surface underneath you. Letting go of whatever it took to get you here in the room today. Letting go of expectations that you might have of yourself upon leaving class. And allow yourself to be present, breath to breath, moment to moment. And begin to bring your attention to the breath, inhaling and exhaling through the nostrils if possible. Inhaling easily and deeply. Exhaling fully and completely. And let each inhaling breath be an opening to vitality, to oxygen, prana, life force. And let each exhalation be a vehicle for releasing tension, worries, and concerns. Slow, deep breath in. Slow, deep breath out. And begin to deepen the breath to a full yogic breath. So as you inhale, feel the belly rise, the ribs expand, and the chest lift. And as you exhale, release the chest, release the ribs, release the belly. Inhaling again, easily and deeply, full yogic breath in, full yogic breath out. In the first line of the Yoga Sutras, it says, Atta Yoga Anushasanam. And now we begin the practice of yoga, that union of breath and movement. So let's go ahead and do 6 or 7 opening breaths. So on your next impulse to inhale, let's inhale. Bring the hands up overhead. Point the toes toward the windows. As you exhale, draw your knees and chin into your chest. Good. And go ahead and flow through that with your breathing pattern. Inhaling, lengthening, extending, exhaling, tucking, and releasing. Let that impulse to inhale dictate that movement to extend the body, and let the impulse to exhale dictate that tucking motion of the body. Good, and when you finish with your opening breaths, just gently release your hands down by your sides. With your awareness on the spine, noticing the increased awareness of the spine, perhaps a little warmth or a little tingling. And we'll prepare for torso rotation. So extending the arms out from the shoulders. Draw your knees into your chest, feet off the floor. Good. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale and drop both knees and ankles to your right. Good. Inhaling back to the center and exhale to the left. Good. Continue alternating sides. Feel yourself twisting from the center to the circumference of the body and feel the rotation taking place from the base of the spine in the direction of the crown of the head. Good. Once more on each side. And then locating your strap, go ahead and take the left foot up in the strap. Good. Place the strap to the base of the big toe right across the ball of the foot. Spread the toes in the strap. Good. Establish foundation on that right side, lengthening, aligning the spine. Relax the shoulders, relax the neck. And then taking that left leg up to a point of stretch, let's take three full deep yogic breaths here. Let the inhaled breath carry your awareness to the area of tension. And let the exhaled breath be a vehicle for releasing that tension. Inhaling easily and deeply, exhaling fully and completely. Good, bringing the strap into the left hand, extending the right arm out from the shoulder. Inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale, open through the left inner thigh. Good, feel the front of the body opening with an active extension out through the right fingertips, down through the right heel, up through the crown of the head. Continue to breathe, releasing tension as you exhale. Good, inhaling back to the center, switching hands on the strap. With the left leg straight and the left side of the sacrum on the floor, go ahead and bring that left leg across. Iliotibial band stretch. Breathing. Releasing tension. Good, and then extending the left arm out from the shoulder, we'll continue into half spinal twist. So release the left hip, rotate lower, middle spine, gently turn the head to the left, rotating through the cervical spine. With each inhalation, allow the spine to be lengthened. With each exhalation, a gentle rotation, lower, middle, upper spine. Good, inhaling back to the center, and we'll begin range of motion circles with that left hip. Good, gently change directions. Good, and coming back to the center, we'll switch sides. So taking the right foot up into the strap, placing the strap to the base of the big toe right across the ball of foot. Spread the toes in the strap. Good, extending the left side, making a nice long foundation, aligning the spine, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the neck. Take that right leg up to a point of stretch and take three full deep yogic breaths here. Inhaling, bringing awareness to the area of tension. Exhaling, softening, releasing, dissolving. Continue to work with that full, deep yogic breath. Good, and placing the strap into the right hand, extending the left arm out from the shoulder. Inhale, lengthening through the spine. Exhale, opening through the right inner thigh. Good, a nice active extension down through the left heel, out to the very edges of the left fingertips, to the crown of the head. As you draw back with that right hand, pressing into the strap with the left right foot. Good, inhaling back to the center, switching hands on the strap. Good, keeping the right side of the hip grounded, right leg straight, bringing that leg across, IT band stretch. Good, and then extending the right arm out from the shoulder, we'll begin to release the right hip. Rotate lower, middle, upper spine. Turn and look over your right hand, completing the twist through the cervical spine. Inhale, lengthening the spine. Exhale, softening, releasing on that rotational axis. Good, inhaling back to the center and beginning range of motion circles with that right hip. Good, gently change directions. Good, and coming to center, we'll prepare for Supta Baddha Konasana, supine bound angle. So bring the soles of the feet together, knees apart, place the strap on top of the feet, reach your hands inside the knees to the back of the ankles, grabbing the strap and then gently releasing the feet to the floor. Good, hips are open yet gently supported. Inhale, lengthening the spine, exhaling and gently softening through the inner groin muscles, through the lower abdominal muscles, through the buttocks muscles. With every breath that you take, feel the lungs filling up with oxygen, that oxygen available to the bloodstream, being transported to all the tissues and organs. Inwardly affirming, I open to the flow of life within me, opening to vitality, prana, life force, all contributing to your health and well-being. Supta Baddha Konasana, supine bound angle. I open to the flow of life within me. Good, and gently releasing. We'll prepare for figure four stretch. So bring your left foot over your right thigh. You can use a strap or not, depending on what you prefer. Good, let's inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, draw the right thigh toward your abdomen. Feel that stretch through the deep hip. Good. Allow your inhaled breath to bring your awareness to that area of tension, the deep left hip, the piriformis muscle. And allow the exhaled breath to be a vehicle for releasing that tension. Good, and gently releasing down. We'll switch sides, bringing right foot over the left thigh. Good, inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, draw the left thigh to the abdomen, stretching through that right, deep right hip. Using a strap if you need to. Inhale, feel the spine long, bringing awareness to the deep right hip. Exhale, softening, dissolving that tension. Knowing that tension is trapped energy, and when we can access that tension, releasing that tension, we can access vitality, that energy that that tension once represented. Making that vitality available to us. Good, and gently releasing down. I'm going to roll to your left side facing this direction. You're going to take your right foot into your right hand. We're going to stretch that right quadricep. Good, so reach down from the right hip through the right knee towards the windows. Feel the foundation nice and extended also. Good, and if you need a little extra stretch, you can press the foot into the hand, releasing the heel away from the buttock, but keep the knee in alignment with the hip. Good. So large muscle group here, a great opportunity for releasing tension. So use your breath. If you're comfortable to close the eyes, that might help with your concentration. Good, and gently releasing that leg. Go ahead and roll to your other side. Good, and bringing that left foot behind you. Reach down from the left hip through the left knee in the direction of the windows. Feel that extension. Good, drawing the heel towards the buttocks. If you need a little extra stretch, you can press the foot away into the hand, releasing the heel away from the buttocks. You might then feel the stretch more in the hip flexor. Good, inhaling easily and deeply. Exhaling, softening and releasing. Working where it's appropriate for you. Good, one more full deep breath. And then gently releasing. I'm going to roll to your belly. We're going to prepare for frog stretch. So you're going to bring the feet together, knees apart, about mat width apart. And then go ahead and walk yourself down onto your mat. You're going to bring your chest to the mat first, and then eventually the belly all the way down. So knees apart, feet together. Frog pose. And then place your hands right under your forehead, so that the head's in alignment with the spine. And go ahead and release the front of the pelvis to the floor. Softening. Relaxing the forehead to the hands, keeping the crown of the head in alignment with the spine. See if you can feel the weight of the hips pressing the front part of the pelvis into the floor. See if you can feel like you're dissolving, melting a little bit down, relaxing with each exhalation in this hip opener. Good, and then gently engaging the hands under the shoulders, we'll begin to press back up. And then go ahead and find your way to an upright, seated, or kneeling position facing the windows. So use whatever props or blankets that you need in order to sit upright comfortably. You can use a chair, you can use blocks or blankets, and go ahead and face the windows. Good. So right before you, just check your alignment, and then gently closing the eyes and feel again, the foundation of your posture, your legs, your sit bones, grounded down into the earth. Feel yourself balanced through the pelvis, uplifted through the spine. And then gently release the shoulders down and back. Feel the back of the neck nice and long. Hands in an upright position on the thighs, just allowing the heart to be open. Good, chin level and relaxed, crown of the head drawn upwards towards the light, towards the heavens. So in the same posture, we're grounded and easeful, uplifted. And return to a full yogic breath. As you inhale, feel the belly, the ribs, the chest rising. As you exhale, release the chest, the ribs, the belly. Continue full yogic breath and feel the uplifting nature of the inhaled breath and a deep relaxation into the center with the exhaled breath. And we'll be practicing a measured breath today, and we'll do this measured breath on a 6 count. So we'll inhale through both nostrils for 6 counts, retain the breath for 6 counts, and then we'll exhale for 6 counts. We'll do that for 3 or 4 rounds, and then I'll add 2 more. We'll go to a count of 8. If that's too much for you, you can stay with the count of 6. If you have high blood pressure or you're pregnant, you may not want to retain the breath. So taking a breath in and a breath out, and then inhaling together to a count of 6. We'll inhale. Gently retain the breath for a count of 6. And exhale 6. Inhale 6. Retain. Exhale. Inhale 6. Retain. Exhale 6. Inhale 8. Retain 8. Exhale 8. Inhale 8. Retain 8. Exhale 8. Good, do 1 more round on your own. And feel free to retain the breath as long as is comfortable without straining. And as you exhale the breath, with the eyes closed, just let the breath return to a natural cycle. Noticing the inflow, noticing the outflow. And with your attention inwardly referred, inquire within yourself as to your intention for your practice today. Perhaps there's a quality that you'd like to leave here having experienced. Just notice that, affirm that, and gently offer that into your practice today. And on the next inhalation, we'll inhale the arms up above the crown of the head, palm to palm, Parvatasana. So bringing the hands overhead. If you have a shoulder consideration, feel free to have the hands at the heart and just imagine them overhead. Release any tension through the shoulders so the spine's nice and long, but there's space between the shoulders and ears. Feel yourself grounded at the base of the posture, seated mountain pose, uplifted at the crown like the peak of the mountain. Parvatasana, seated mountain pose. My thoughts and energies rise up to meet the sky. My thoughts and energies rise up to meet the sky. Good, inhale, arms up. Exhale, release the arms to the side. Release forward in offering. Coming back to the heart in Anjali Mudra, we'll prepare for circle of joy. So lace your fingers. Inhale, elbows out. Exhale, palms forward. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, release hands down and back. Good, inhale, hands together. Exhale, draw the thumbs down the sacrum. Feel the front of the shoulders stretching the top of the chest. Good, release arms forward in offering, coming back to the heart. Good, circle of joy. One more time, lace fingers, inhale, elbows out. Exhale, palms forward. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, release hands down and back. Good, inhale, hands together. And this time as you draw down, if you feel to, you can bring the hands away from the sacrum. Keep the head on top of the posture. Try not to go into a sway back. Good, release arms forward in offering and coming back to the heart. And then gently tuck your chin into your chest, bowing to the highest within you, taking a moment of gratitude for this time that you give yourself in your hatha yoga practice, connecting body, mind, and spirit. Good, and gently releasing the hands down for the neck. Inhale, up through the crown of the head. Exhale, turn and look over the right shoulder as far as you can. Good, inhale, center. Exhale, rotate to your left. Inhale, center, rotate right. As you exhale, good. Inhale, center, rotate left. Good, coming back to the center. We're going to tilt to the right, so inhale up through the crown of the head. Take the right ear to the right shoulder, let the left shoulder drop down. Good, inhale back to center. Exhale, tilt left ear to left shoulder, let the right shoulder drop down. Good, one more time each way. Inhale up, exhale, tilting right. Good, inhale up, exhale, tilting left. Good, coming back to neutral. We'll do double breath against medium tension. So tucking the chin in, we'll double breathe in through the nose against medium tension, out through the mouth, tucking the chin down. Double breath in, exhale, one more time. Good. Let's go ahead and release to our hands and knees. Make sure that you have padding under the knees if you need to. If you need to protect the wrists, you can roll your mat, get a little protection under the heel of the hand. Good. Cat-cow stretch. Let's inhale. Open the front spine. Exhale, tucking the hips, opening the back spine. Good. Continue. Inhale, open front spine. Exhale, open back spine. And feel those disc spaces on the front and the back of the spine opening. Feel the discs kind of getting a squeeze and soak effect here. Increasing mobility, circulation, all contributing to your health and well-being. Mobilizing that spine. Front spine open, back spine open. Good. Coming to a flat back. We're going to side stretch. So inhale, lengthen through the crown of the head. Exhale, take the left ear to the left hip and the left hip to the left ear. Good. Inhale back to center. Exhale, right ear to right hip. Keep the belly button drawn up to the spine. Good. And alternating sides. Inhale. And go ahead with your own breathing pattern. Alternating sides, opening the side stretching, opening the rib cage. Feel the spine opening on those right and left sides. Good, once more on each side. And then coming to the center, we'll place the left hand under the heart. Make sure the knees are at least hip width apart. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, reach and rotate. Good, and continue alternating sides. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, reach and rotate. Good, looking up at that upper hand if you can. Rotating the spine, mobilizing the spine on that rotational axis. Good. Once more on each side. And then coming back to neutral, tabletop, we'll press back to extended child's pose. So bring your sit bones back towards your heels. Release the arms forward. Release the forehead to the floor or to a prop. Balasana, the child's pose. Keep the breath flowing as you affirm, I relax from outer involvement into my inner haven of peace. I relax from outer involvement into my inner haven of peace. That inner haven of the spine, of the breath, of your center. Good, engaging the hands on the floor, tiger push-ups. So hips up, nose down, we're gonna go through range of motion. Continuing to mobilize the spine as we strengthen and mobilize the shoulders. Good, and gently change directions. Bring the nose down, push back and through. Make those circles as small or as large as is appropriate for you. Good range of motion, good mobility through the spine, shoulders. Good, and then bringing the elbows to the floor, hands together. We'll do some dolphin touches. So your seat's up in the air, you're gonna bring your nose down inside the elbows, rise up out of the shoulders, bring the nose down in front of the hips. So go ahead and flow through that, touching inside the elbows, touching in front of the hands. Dolphin touches. Strengthening the shoulders. Good, two more touches. And then press back to firm pose. So sitting back on your heels, propping if you need to. If you can, cross your right big toe over your left big toe. Bring the hands to diamond mudra. That would be left hand open, right hand and left, thumbs touching. Just place that right in your lap. Feel the spine in perfect alignment. Feel yourself stable and uplifted, shining the light of your breath on the spine, the heart, the brain, strengthening your core. Imagine your spine drawing to itself, magnetizing to itself all the vitality, all the prana, the life force that we've accessed through the release of tension. In firm pose, affirming, in stillness, I touch my inner strength. In stillness, I touch my inner strength. And gently releasing forward. We'll come onto a low lunge. So left leg forward, right knee on the floor. Good. And use blocks if you need to. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, releasing. We're loosening up those SI joints, the sacroiliac joints. Feel the right hip flexor opening, the left origin of the hamstring. Good, inhale, lengthening, exhaling, gently softening. Good, we're gonna switch sides, so stepping back, bringing the right foot forward, the left knee back. Again, inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale, releasing down in that low lunge. Feel that stretch across the left hip flexor, the origin of that right hamstring. Good, switching again, this time lifted runner stretch, so stepping forward left, right toe tucked. Good, inhale, lengthening, exhale, softening. Feel that connection between the right heel, knee, hip, shoulders, crown of the head. Good, switching sides, step back left, step forward right. Good, good. Inhale, lengthening, exhale, releasing. Back leg straight, spine, front and back spine equally long, nice and extended. Good, we're gonna step forward left between the feet, between the hands. Inhale, rising up, full yogic breath flow, upward salute. Exhale, take your hands and trace right down the midline of the body, sweeping down. And then as you inhale, sweeping the hands up the midline of the body, upward salute. Exhale, releasing, sweeping down to a gentle forward bend. So gentle forward bend, gentle backward bend. Good, on your next exhalation, bringing your hands back to the floor. We're gonna step back with the left foot and bring our hands to the right knee. And if you feel to, you could bring the hands up overhead into warrior one, or you could leave the hands on the knee. So warrior one, extending, feel inner thighs moving toward one another. Good, and then gently releasing down. And step back with the right foot into a plank pose, nice straight body. And then lower yourself down to the floor. And we're gonna prepare for Sphinx pose. So place the elbows under the shoulders, hands on the floor. Very, very gently engage the hips on the floor, reach back through the toes, and then inhale, rising. Feel the heart lifting forward. I rise joyfully to greet each new opportunity. That opportunity to breathe, the opportunity to release tension, to access vitality, all contributing to our health and well-being. Good, releasing down. We'll bring the hands under the shoulders. Tuck your toes, you can come back to tabletop or press right up to Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Good, take a couple breaths here. Calmness radiates from every fiber of my being. Just open to that possibility. Calmness radiates from every fiber of my being. Good, inhale, both heels up, step forward left. Lifted stretch. And then bring the hands onto the left thigh. And then if you'd like to, you can bring the hands overhead into warrior one. Good, release the hands to the floor, step forward right. Good, inhale, rise into Dasana, hands down by your sides. Good, so find yourself at the front of your mat into Dasana, feet rooted into the surface, feel the legs uplifting out of the feet, the pelvis out of the legs, the spine out of the pelvis. Feel yourself grounded, uplifted. And we'll be practicing Vrikasana, the tree pose. So placing your weight to the left leg, we're gonna open the right hip, placing the foot in position on the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Make sure that you're rising up out of that supporting leg. Good, bring in the hands to the heart. And if you feel to, you can bring the hands up overhead into lifted tree pose. Good, feel your hands pressing one to the other. The foot against the leg pressing. And try to find a position that feels like you could feel grounded, balanced. Remembering that balanced postures are not so much about efforting as they are about surrendering to that innate ability within us to be balanced. Vrikasana, the tree pose. I am calm. Poised. With every inhalation, affirm, I am calm. Each exhalation, I am poised. Vrikasana, the tree pose. Good, inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale to the sides, release down to Tadasana. Good, close your eyes, relax and feel for a moment. If you need to keep the eyes open, just a nice soft gaze. See if you can feel the difference right to left side. Good, opening the eyes will prepare for the other side. So shift your weight to the right. Open the left hip, placing the left foot in position on the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Don't hang it on your knee. Good, rising up out of that supporting hip, placing the hands to the heart. And as you feel to, placing the hands up overhead. Good, Vrikasana, the tree pose. I am calm, I am poised. Release all judgment, release all comparison, working appropriately for where you are today. I am calm. I am poised. Vrikasana, the tree pose. Good. Two more breaths here. Good. And inhaling, reach up with the arms. Exhale, release down to Tadasana. Good. Take two breaths in Tadasana. Feel your stability. Feel your balance. Good. Chandrasana, the moon pose. So we're going to inhale, arms up overhead. Thumbs are going to touch. Palms are forward. Good. Place your weight to the right leg. We're going to glide your hips up and over to the left. You're going to take both sides of the rib cage up and over to the right. Feel as if your body were pressed between two panes of glass, front to back. So you're really in that lateral movement. Feel the right side of the rib cage long and strong. Don't have to have a lot of tension in the shoulders to have the spine long. Strength and courage fill my body cells. Chandrasana, the moon pose, long elliptical shape, affirming strength and courage fill my body cells. Good, inhaling back to the center. Exhale, release hands down. Good, breathing fully and deeply. So all these spaces between the ribs, the intercostal spaces, lots of neuroreceptors, lymphatic receptors, getting a lot of circulation through these postures. Good, we'll switch sides. So we'll inhale, arms up overhead, thumbs touching. Place the weight to the left, glide the hips up and over to the right, and then take both sides of the rib cage up and over to the left. Feel that underside of the rib cage, that left side long and strong, receiving that right side like a flower might receive the sunshine. Chandrasana, the moon pose. Tailbone tucked down, belly button drawn in. Strength and courage fill my body cells. Good, inhale back to the center. Exhale, release down to Tadasana. Take a breath, feel that balance. Feel that openness through the midsection, through the rib cage. Good. Standing backward bend, we're going to take a step back with our left foot about 2 to 3 feet. Hips are still forward. We're going to inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale, lunge with the right. Make sure that your toes tracking over, your knees tracking over your second and third toe. And then feel yourself balanced. So the front leg's bent, the back leg is straight, but they're both equally pressing you into your pelvis. Tuck the tailbone down and lift lower, middle, upper spine. Good. Feel the heart lifted. Feel the inner thighs drawing toward one another, stabilizing your posture, but feel a little space through the heart, an openness, breathing fully and deeply. Standing backward bend. I am free. I am free. So this freedom is one that's not affected by people, places, and things around you, but that comes from that stability and that spaciousness. Good. Inhaling, straighten the leg and the arms. Exhale, sweep forward. Tadasana. Good. Two breaths here. In between sides, the neutral postures really help us to integrate the benefit of the posture. Good. Switching sides, eyes open, step back right. Hips are forward. Good. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, lunge left. Feel equal amounts of weight in the both feet pressing you into your center. Good. Tuck the tailbone down and begin to lift lower, middle, upper spine. Let the shoulder blades glide down toward that back waistline. Not a lot of tension in the shoulders. Heart lifted. Standing backward bend. That freedom of stability, of space, of openness. Good. Two more breaths here. Good, inhaling, straighten the leg and the arms. Exhale, sweeping forward. So backward bend, now we're going to counter stretch with the forward bend. So place your hands on your thighs. and come to tabletop position. A nice extended forward bend first. So let's stay here for a couple breaths. Feel yourself lengthen back through the sit bones, forward through the crown of the head. Long, strong spines. And then gently surrendering, we'll soften the legs and gently offer the torso down over the thighs and let your head release down. Good. Let the weight of your head be a prop for you. See if you can feel the release through the rib cage, through the shoulder girdle. Feel free to bend the knees as much as you'd like. You could just lay your belly right on the thighs if you'd like. Good. Let that torso, the head, gently drape off the hips like a nice little babbling waterfall coming off a hillside. Gently releasing down, forward bending, very calming for the nervous system. Good, and then we're going to bring our hands back to our thighs and come back to tabletop, using your arms as much as you need to for that. Good, then gently bend the knees, inhale, rising up, Tadasana. Good, close your eyes and relax and feel for a moment. Standing mountain pose, Tadasana, I stand ready to obey thy least command, speaking to the highest within you, knowing that that word obedience has its roots in listening. So we're simply listening to that intuitive wisdom, always present, our inherent nature, our birthright, guiding us. Good, opening eyes and go ahead and come to the center of your mat facing this way. You want to be on a surface that you're not going to slip on, so I wouldn't recommend being on the blankets. So sticky mat or the floor. Good, go ahead and take a straddle stretch out, and we're going to come into extended side angle. So turn the left foot out, the right heel back. We're going to inhale, lengthen the spine. Remember, we come onto the arm, and some of you might be able to come onto the elbow a little bit deeper. And then bringing the right arm up, so there's a nice alignment. And what you want to see is a nice alignment from your foot to your knee to your hip to your shoulder. Good. So if you feel yourself kind of bending like this, you might want to straighten that lower arm a little bit. Good. And then inhale, lengthen the spine and begin to rotate looking up. Extended side angle. I'm a fountain of boundless energy and power. Good. Two more breaths here. Extended side angle. Feel yourself pressing back through that back foot. Feel that right kneecap drawing up your leg towards your hip. Good. And sweeping, releasing. Toes forward. Hands to thighs. Extended forward bend. Good. Nice tabletop position. Shifting your weight onto your heels a little bit. It'll give you a little extra stretch in the origin of the hamstring there. As your spine gets longer and stronger, we just reinforce that. Good, and gently rising. Switching sides, turning the right foot out, the left heel back. Good, inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale, lunge. When you lunge, make sure the knee's tracking over second and third toe, placing the hand or the elbow into position. Those of you who have a little more flexibility, you could come to the elbow, but you want to make sure that you keep your alignment. Good, and bringing the left arm up. Good, inhale, lengthen through the spine. Exhale, begin to rotate, looking up at that upper hand. Good, feel that strength on that whole side of the body. Rotating, opening the heart. Shoulder blade down. Extended side angle, I am a fountain of boundless energy and power. Good, two more breaths. Inhale, rising. Exhale, toes forward, hands down. We're actually going to bring our heels in a little bit to a wide-legged squat. We're going to bring our hands down to the floor for gorilla pose or to blocks. And try and bring your hips and shoulders down in the same plane. So your spine is like a tabletop position, and you're going to gently bring yourself down, opening the hips, releasing through the shoulders. Three breaths here. Gorilla pose. Gently releasing down. If you'd like to move side to side a little bit, you can. Good, and then placing the hands on the floor, we're gonna let ourselves down onto the mat. Preparing for Dandasana, the staff pose. And you might wanna come to the edge of a blanket just to assure yourself of the pelvis, not of it tipping versus tucking. So check your alignment. Dandasana, the staff pose. Bring your hands down by your sides. Good, feel yourself reaching from the sit bones out through the heels, from the tailbone up through the crown of the head. Good, take two full deep breaths here. Kind of tracing those lines of energy out from the pelvis to the heels, up from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Good. And we're gonna prepare for Janushirasana. So you're gonna draw the right knee to the chest and open through the right hip. Now, if your hands reach your foot with ease, with the spine in alignment, you could do this. But most of us, it's probably 95% of us, need to use a strap here. So strap the left foot. Good, and we're gonna go into this active forward bend in three breaths. So inhale, lift, lengthen the spine. Your heart's moving towards your ankle. Your eyes are looking down towards your toes. Front spine as long as back spine. As you exhale, coming to a point of resistance, you're just going to stop and breathe. Good. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, and begin to offer the torso in the direction of the left thigh. Doesn't mean it has to go too far, but very honest extension. Inhale, lift, lengthen. Exhale, coming to your edge. So this is as far as we'll go in the active phase. So again, trace those lines. Reach out through the heel, up through the crown of the head. Breathing. Janushirasana. And now as we surrender, we'll let go of the strap. Soften the left knee if you feel to. And then gently round your belly, ribs, and chest forward onto that thigh. You can significantly bend the knee if you'd like and round over the left thigh. Good. Tuck your chin into your chest and bring the head down towards the left knee. If the head's up pretty high and it needs a little support, place a block or perhaps your fists. Working where it's appropriate for you. Janushirasana, head to knee pose. Left and right and all around me, life's harmonies are mine. Left and right and all around me, life's harmonies are mine. All deepening of the posture will take place through deeper relaxation, not through efforting, but through deeper relaxation. Good. Two more breaths on this side. Good. Engaging the hands on the floor. We'll inhale, rising up. And then draw the right knee to the chest. Give it a little squeeze. Extend the right leg. Dandasana. And we'll prepare to switch sides. So bring the left foot up. Open through the left hip. Good. Strapping the right foot. Unless your hands reach the foot easily with the spine in alignment. Good, inhale, lift, lengthen the spine. Exhale, forward bending. When you feel resistance, stop. It's the heart moving in the direction of that right ankle. Eyes looking down, crown of the head in alignment with the spine. Inhale, lengthening. Exhaling, moving in alignment, in extension. Very, very active, very disciplined. Very strengthening. And one more breath, coming to your edge. Good, and surrendering. So let go of the strap, soften the right knee, and then gently offer the belly, the ribs, the chest. Tuck the chin into the chest, offering the head down in the direction of the right knee. Good. Breathing fully and deeply. Releasing. Feel yourself releasing way down in the abdomen, that belly button, the rib cage, all releasing from base to crown. Janu Sirasana, head to knee pose. Left and right and all around me. Life's harmonies are mine. Left and right and all around me. Life's harmonies are mine. Good, engaging the hands on the floor, gently inhale, rising up. Good, bringing that left knee to the chest, give it a squeeze. Come back to Dandasana. Good, so looking over here for a moment, we're gonna go into a twist, but I wanna remind you of the preparation for that move. So with the left knee bent, the right leg extended, before we go into the twist, remember we're gonna lift up, tuck that right hip underneath us, so that our right foot, hip, and head are in alignment before we go into the twist. Okay? So go ahead and lay back on your back, bending the left knee, extending the right leg. Good. Pressing the left foot into the floor. We'll lift the hips up and come onto the outside of that right hip. Feel yourself reaching down through the right heel, arms extended out to the side. Good. Release the left foot from the floor. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale and offer that left thigh across. Let the hip begin to rotate across. Rotate through the lower, the middle, the upper spine. You can pick the head up, up off the floor. Turn the head to the left and place the head back down. Completing the twist through the cervical spine. Good. Inhale, lengthening the spine. Exhaling and releasing on that rotational axis. Good. Keeping the breath flowing in the twist. Very challenging, but very rewarding. So keep the diaphragm moving, massaging the internal organs. And in this, we're sort of in the squeeze aspect of the twisting posture, keeping the breath flowing. With each exhalation, a gentle, deeper rotation. Allow the length between the left shoulder and the left hip to extend that left hip in the direction of the windows. Breathing as if you could into the lower left quadrant of the abdomen. Jatara Parivartanasana, revolved abdomen pose. I open to the flow of life within me. Keeping flowing, keep the breath moving. Good, bring the head back to center. Bring the legs back to center. And we're going to come neutral for a minute. So knees together, feet apart, arms open. And take three full deep yogic breaths here. So now we were squeezing, now we're soaking. So fully oxygenated breaths moving in and through the lungs, the bloodstream. I open to the flow of life within me. Good, we're gonna switch sides. So bending the right knee, extend the left leg, pressing the right foot into the floor, lift up and come on to the outside of the left hip. Good, feel that alignment and then release the right foot from the floor. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, take that, offer that right thigh across. Release the hip, rotate lower, middle spine. Pick the head up, turn and look to the right. Place the head back down. Jatara Parivartanasana. Feel yourself rotating from your abdomen, moving up the spine. Breathing fully and deeply. Allow that right hip to drop towards the windows. Lengthening from shoulder to hip. Jatara Parivartanasana, revolved abdomen posture. I open to the flow of life within me. Good. Bring the head back to center. Good. Bring the knees back to center. Come neutral for a minute. Prop the knees together, feet apart, arms open. Good. Feel the back of the neck nice and long as you take two or three full deep breaths here. Allowing the lungs to fill, allowing newly oxygenated blood to circulate, nurturing the tissues, the organs. Good, and we'll prepare for bridge pose. So place your hands down by your sides, palms down, reaching toward the windows. Tuck your chin into your chest, keeping the head centered, back of the neck nice and long. With the feet and knees hip width apart, knees bent, we're going to press the feet into the floor and lift the hips up and come into that first position with the shoulders, the hips, and the knees in alignment. Feel yourself reaching from the hip through the knee towards the windows, lengthening. And if you have healthy upper back and feel to deepen the posture, you can grasp the hands together underneath you and roll onto the shoulders, draw the collarbone towards the chin, deepening that back bend a little bit. Settu Bandhasana, the bridge pose. Good, breathing fully and deeply. I offer my every thought as a bridge to grace. So we have our thoughts, our words, our actions, and at that very basic level, aligning with grace. Affecting our words, our actions. Settu Bandhasana, the bridge pose. I offer my every thought as a bridge to grace. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Three more breaths if you can. If you need to release before that, that's okay. Good, and then gently releasing the upper back, the mid back, the lower back, placing the spine down like a string of pearls. Good, and then draw your knees into your chest. Grab your knees with your hands, and we'll make some big circles, and we're going to result in a little sacral massage. So feel a nice big circle, feel the sacrum getting massaged into the surface. Good. Switch directions with those circles. Good. And then split the knees and continue. One more set of circles with the knees apart. Good. And then coming back to center, we'll prepare for simple inverted posture. So you're going to place your feet to the floor, and you're going to bridge up and place the block or blanket underneath the sacrum. Remember, if you're pregnant or menstruating, you may want to keep your hips on the floor and just bring the feet overhead. So, bridging up onto your prop, draw your knees to your chest first, and then bring the feet overhead. Good, and if it feels like keeping the feet overhead requires effort, then go ahead and strap the feet. And if you need to pad the block, go ahead and pad it. Good, and in this simple inverted posture with the hips above the heart and the heart gently above the brain, we have that opportunity to release blood flow from the legs towards the torso, towards the brain, reversing that flow of gravity as we experience it most of the day. And if you're comfortable to close the eyes, please do so. And then feel the subtle energy also being drawn from the lower centers of the spine to the upper centers of the spine. Feel the heart center nurture this center of compassion, of love, of forgiveness. And feel the throat center nurture this center of calmness, of expression. And the point between the brows, the seat of the superconscious mind, where clarity and wisdom and peace, solutions can be found. Gently and inwardly affirm, peace now floods my being. Peace now floods my being. Good, and preparing to release from simple inverted posture, we'll draw the knees to the chest, bring the feet to the floor, bridging up and removing whatever prop you may have under the sacrum. And as we prepare for Shavasana, make yourself comfortable. You might want to cover up, it's a little chilly. And roll a blanket under the knees, perhaps on the cervical roll. Allow yourself to be extended. So for a moment, feel the legs reaching from the hips out towards the feet. Feel them actively extending out, and then completely relax the legs, letting the inner thighs and inner ankles gently roll open. Good. And then relaxing through the pelvis. Feel yourself softly supported by the surface underneath you. Relaxing through the abdomen, the lower back. Good. Releasing through the rib cage, the mid-spine. Releasing through the upper back and chest. See if you can feel as much of your flesh of your back in contact with the floor, completely supported for deep relaxation. With the hands by the sides, gently roll the palms up, allowing the heart to be gently opened, reaching the hands towards the windows, and then completely relaxing the arms, the hands. If you'd like to, you could touch your index finger and your thumb together. This is a symbolic gesture or mudra of surrendering the small, struggling self to the wise, peaceful nature. Good. Relax through the shoulders. Relax through the neck and throat. Relax through the mouth, the jaw. Releasing through the facial muscles, the eyes. Let the eyes sink back in the sockets, release through the forehead, the ears, the scalp. Simply observing the breath, neither controlling nor inhibiting the breath, just noticing the inflow. Feeling that as high up in the sinuses as you might. And then noticing the outflow. Allowing any pauses that might present themselves. In Shavasana, deep relaxation. Bones, muscles, movement. I surrender now. Anxiety, elation, and depression. Churning thoughts. all these I give into the hands of peace. Fully relaxed and fully conscious in Shavasana, deep relaxation. So for the next few minutes, allow yourself to go deep into relaxation, integrating the benefits of your practice today. Very gently, as you become aware of the breath, feeling the throat, the shoulders, the arms, begin to invite some movement to the fingertips. Taking a little deeper breath in, feel the chest, the ribs, the belly. Be aware of your hips and your legs. Gently begin to move the toes. Go ahead and open and close the hands, rotating the wrists, begin to rotate the ankles, bringing full awareness back to the limbs of the body. Good. Taking your time and then bringing the hands together palm to palm. We'll rub our hands together, creating heat with the hands. Inhale and cup your eyes. exhale and open the eyes. Give yourself a little scalp massage, moving the skin on your skull, awakening your mental faculties. Good, and then gently, as you draw your knees to your chest, go ahead and roll to one side, staying in a relaxed state for a few more moments. So roll to your side. Good, and take a moment in your to become aware of something that you're grateful for in your life today, knowing that that which you bring your attention to has an opportunity to grow and to flourish. And then go ahead and check in with your intention for class today. And then acknowledge the breath, always present, always supporting you throughout your day, a touchstone into your center. And using your arms to assist you, gently come up to seated. And then we'll do our closing salutation together. So go ahead and sit up straight. Good, and let's inhale, upward salute to the light. Bringing the hands together, coming down to the heart. Good, inhale out and offering into your day, into your relationships. And exhale down in gratitude for the support underneath you. Namaste.